You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. 30 minutes out from the Mind Bender. I've got a good Mind Bender for you today at 7:30. And then I'm not even going to really tell you what this contest is that we're doing at 8 o'clock. But it's, let's put it this way. It's along the lines of what we do at Halloween when we do a scary laugh contest.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This one is more Christmas slash Hanukkah slash Kwanzaa slash, you know, holiday season geared.
Slash you're a big faker.
Correct.
We're looking for a bunch of fakers today.
But that is going to be fun. So that's all coming up here on the Dom and Jeremy show. So we've got a couple of stories that are loosely tied together. We thought we'd throw them together here on the airwaves so we can, A, have a laugh about it, and B, wonder how many of our listeners have either done this or thought about doing this. You've got the story of the diamond. I've got the story of the lawsuit.
I do.
Which one do you want to do first?
I don't have the story. I thought you had both stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, let's do yours first, and then I'll try to search for the other one.
Well, I know the rough details.
Do you? Okay, because it came in.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll start with the diamond one, though. I don't have the story in front of me, but I remember it well enough.
Okay.
And it has to do with a woman who had been dating her boyfriend for a while. And when he finally popped the question, this was on Reddit, by the way.
Yes.
So I assume you can trust that it's real.
Mm-hmm. Ish.
Anyway, I believe this one because I've heard of this before. Anyway, he proposes and he gives her the ring. And she goes, oh, wonderful. And then she hands the ring back to him.
Oh, wonderful. This is great. This is the most special day of my life.
I want everyone to get visual of this.
Yeah.
Hands a ring. Okay. She goes, oh, thank you. Oh, yes. And then I want you to imagine her handing the ring back to him and the look on his face when he's going, you know, like the sound that a dog makes, you know, when it's confused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she says, yeah, this is nice, but you can do better than this. I believe I am worth a larger diamond than this.
Oh, ouch. So I think the gist of it was that she still said yes, or still would be saying yes,
yep.
But she just didn't like the diamond. She didn't like the ring.
She thought, if I understand correctly, she thought she's worth a bigger diamond than
correct.
That.
Correct.
And that she believes he can afford a bigger diamond than that.
Right. So why did you give me this POS? Please, sir, kindly go take it back and get me something that I'm
so
that's worth more.
So he cheaped out, I guess, Jer.
He did, yeah. So our question is that right? Because I don't think that ain't right.
Now, assuming that she is correct in her analysis was, I'm worth more, and you can afford more.
The thing is if the, yes, correct, if the guy is worth money and he could afford to do this, why did he skimp out and get the smaller ring? And then, yeah, to make mama happy, then maybe he should be going back and getting something that she really likes, because it does kind of boil down to the whole thing of she's going to be showing this thing off to all of her friends. It's going to be all over her Instagram and blah, 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 all over her ticky-talky, whatever. And if everyone knows this guy's worth money, then she's going to want to prove it, basically, with the rock. Don't you think?
Well, the only question that I have is, what number is the bare minimum that she will accept? Like, in terms of... Because a lot of people get caught up in the wrong C, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people get caught up in the carrot, right? Mm-hmm. How many carrots is it?
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's the... I don't think that's the most important, personally. I think two of the others, the clarity and the color, to me, are much more important in terms of how the diamond shines and twinkles and just
shine,
you know, blinds
bright like
people.
A diamond.
Yeah, right. And it blinds people, like, oh my God, got to put on sunglasses when I look at your ring.
I hope it wasn't the pear. Oh, that's an ugly cut. You got me a pear cut, and I specifically asked for a princess cut. At least 3 carats. So, like, if you're that guy, though, it's like, what a kick in the, you know, kick in the...
Another region.
In his ovals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like...
in his pear shapes.
Yeah, because it's like, maybe he really thought the ring was beautiful and it represented his love to her, and it's kind of like you're throwing that back in the guy's face, you know?
I would say that if that happened with me...
You would have marched right out and gotten another ring. Because you love Gretchen.
Ugh, that's gross sound.
I know you. I don't, yes, you would have. You're head over heels for her.
That doesn't make any difference. If some woman, if I go to the... almost phrased, if I go to the trouble of proposing. That's not what I mean. If I go to that extent that I propose and stuff like that, and she throws a ring back at me, I'm not sure I'm going back in a second time.
What if she does it? You're couching it as if she's like, pshaw! What is this? And she does toss it back at you. But what if she does sit down with you and have a genuine conversation like, I love you, I appreciate you, this is such a beautiful gesture. Mm-hmm. I am not a pear-shaped kind of girl. Like, I want a princess.
That's fine.
I want...
And
so
the
you'd
thing
be fine
is,
with that.
And the thing is, we waited. I mean, I did not give her a ring when we got engaged. Because I did let her pick out...
Yeah.
You know, the diamond that she wanted. I mean, come on. I mean, I've been down this road before, so... yeah, so she picked it out. So I didn't have a chance of it being thrown back in my face. But
did
what
you
about
anything?
You?
Well, what? Hold on. What did you do when you proposed? Did you give her anything like a t-shirt or a... something
one of those,
to show your
one
love?
Those, like a Nalgene bottle?
Some sort of trinket? A keychain?
With her name on it.
Says be mine on it, like nothing. You didn't do anything. You just said, "Hey, this is gonna happen, whether you like it or not."
Yeah, and it wasn't.
You're
yeah.
not gonna tell. You're,
I'm not gonna give details, but I will say that there was no ring at that time.
Was there
what
a gift
you?
Of Did any you, sort?
A gift, badass dinner, and a badass bottle of champagne at dinner.
Okay. So it was,
I mean,
the, it was just a
pricey,
moment.
That was a pricey dinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What
no,
about
that was
me?
Great. But it was great. But I mean, no, there was no skimping on it. And she was totally, she didn't care. She's been down
that's
the
good.
Path before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, again, I guess, yeah.
She was like, that's great. What about you now? Did
what
you,
about me?
Did you pick out the ring on your own, or did
yes,
Nicole take
I
it
did.
Out?
But it was one of those things where we had been together for 4 or 5 years, so the conversations had come up multiple times, and we had actually gone out and looked at rings. I mean, mm-hmm. we knew it was going to happen. We were going to get married, so why not just go out and find out what she likes? And that's what we did. And then
okay,
I, then
so
I picked
she did kind of help
so
pick
she
it out.
Did help pick it out. Yeah, okay. You get to a point where you're like, oh, it's not that going to be that big of a surprise, really, if this happens.
Was there a chance that she would reject it for the size of the, like, the carrot?
No. No, uh-uh. Well, and you got to remember, it was 20 years ago, too, you know. It was an income of
young.
20 years ago. We were both young, so it was just, you know, it was special for the moment.
Have you replaced it?
No, and you know what? She's, don't tell anybody, she's sneaking up on her 40th. So I think we, I don't know, I haven't talked to her about this, but I think we should do something special for her 40th when it comes to her ring. So we'll see.
Just do it.
Just do it, yeah, I might.
That's
she's
in
very,
September, right? So
what
this
do you
coming
do?
September?
Yeah. So what do you do for that? Do you completely replace the ring? Because I don't think she would like that.
Because she likes the setting.
Very
in
sentimental,
the band.
Likes the setting, all that. So what do you do? Do you just buy... I was thinking maybe we get the band for the other side. So it's like a band and then the ring and then the band on the other side. I don't know. I got to talk to her about it. I don't know why I'm talking to you about it. I haven't even talked to her about it.
Well, you can talk to me.
Just a couple of guys, you know, talking about
for.
Women's rings. No big
that's
deal.
That's what I'm here for.
No big deal.
You got to be careful because sometimes the setting won't accommodate a larger diamond. What do you think? Like 5 carat all of a sudden?
5, 6, 7. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Remember, see what Zales has to offer. I don't know.
Remember, color and clarity are most important.
Oh, I know it, girl.
So get her one that'll sparkle.
Yeah. Anyway.
I
got months to think about it. I'm sure this will be show topic, you know,
in
6,000 something. Yeah, in August. We'll talk about this next year.
You got like 10 days before her birthday, and you're like,
oh, crap. Remember that conversation we had on December 16th?
Here's our phone number on this topic, by the way. 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. If you have thoughts about the woman who handed back the ring and said, this ain't good enough.
Ouch.
We were talking about this story about the couple that, I guess they were getting engaged. He proposed with a diamond ring, and she handed it back, said, nope, not good enough. Go back out shopping.
Not what I like, not what I want.
Kaylee wrote in and said, what did I do with Kaylee's note? Here it is. Kaylee said, I did the same thing. My boyfriend, now husband, gave me a ring that was like something a 21-year-old guy would pick out. I thanked him. I said yes. And then the next day, I gently suggested we go together and pick out something else. She writes, I don't think there's a problem saying something. It's how and when you do it. Don't ruin the moment with your greed. And then she put in parentheses, I put my greed on hold for 24 hours.
You know, gotta stew on your greed. Yeah.
You get a...
That's
just
funny.
Just for that.
He's not greedy.
And then, she put her greed on hold.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. All right. David says, I was in a relationship with someone who I thought I'd marry. We went ring shopping, and I found out she expected no less than a $20,000 ring. I laughed, and she said she was serious. We went our separate ways.
Yeah, that's a big old fat stack of cash, man.
That's how they broke up, is ring shopping. And she goes, this is what I'll be expecting. And he said, well, you should be expecting someone else.
Good day, madam.